For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services is reporting 310 more confirmed cases of COVID-19, bringing the state's total to more than 27,400. The state also reported 5 deaths Sunday, bringing the total death count to 1,069. State health officials say new cases of the coronavirus are being spread primarily by young people who infect others. Health Department spokesperson Lisa Cox said Friday that the average age of newly diagnosed cases in the past week was little over 37 years old. Officials suspect the actual number of people with COVID-19 to be much higher than the state-released statistics indicate because many people with mild or no symptoms do not get tested. An additional testing site for COVID-19 will open in Columbia today. The Columbia Missourian reports that the site will be located at Mizzou North, located at 115 Business Loop 70 West. The second site has been opened in response to the sharp uptick in local testing. The prior drive-thru testing site in Columbia tested more than 650 people per day on average last week. MU Healthcare announced that people who test negative for coronavirus will no longer receive a phone call with their results. Those that receive testing will be able to see the results instead through an online portal within 3 days. However, people that do test positive for COVID-19 will usually receive a call within 1 to 2 days. A judge rejected a motion Friday that would have immediately made it easier for Missourians to vote with a mail-in ballot during the coronavirus pandemic. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports Cole County Judge John Beadham denied the motion for a preliminary injunction sought by the Missouri NAACP and the League of Women Voters. At issue is how voting will work this year as public health officials urge people to social distance to avoid spreading COVID-19. The lawsuit seeks to allow all Missourians to cast absentee ballots without notarization this year. The state of Missouri is investigating a St. Louis company that it says approved 600 fake medical marijuana certifications. The state believes Lou Moynihan knew or participated in the fraudulent activity that likely occurred through telemedicine visits when the company, WeedCerts, launched last year. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the state said someone improperly used Dr. Allison Medlin's name to certify patients. Medlin said she only learned someone was forging her signature when a WeedCerts patient called asking for her medical records. Hundreds of patients are now scrambling to recertify, and the integrity of Missouri's medical marijuana patient approval process is in question. Authorities say 7 people were arrested and 2 officers were injured yesterday as police worked to clear out a crowd of protesters who had camped outside St. Louis City Hall to call for the resignation of Mayor Lyda Crewson. St. Louis Police Detective Ryan Persich said the arrests came after protesters knocked down metal barricades that officers had put up around City Hall yesterday. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.